Philip Semper, PF, with research and care. Today's date is 03/03/2025. Mutation is for Beatrice Claus. Claus spells C-L-A-U-S-E. Beatrice spells B-E-A-T-R-I-C-E. Date of birth is 04/29/1961. This is a 63-year-old female here with chest pain, period. Patient said she pain started about approximately 1 or 2 hours ago. Said she has been having some chills, body aches, going on for some 2 days now. Also sore throat, but came in because today she has the pain in the center of her chest. As she says, sometimes moves to her back, period. She said when the pain started, it was approximately 9/10, but right now pain is approximately 2/10. She denies diaphoresis with the pain. She denies shortness of breath with the pain. She denies exertional dyspnea or a history of paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, period. Patient denies headache, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Hypercholesterolemia and depression. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. Next paragraph. Past surgical history. Bladder suspension, next line, C-section, next line, cyst removal, next line, hysterectomy, next line, social history, patient reports occasional alcohol use, denies drug or tobacco use, next paragraph, medication. Bupropion, next line, atorvastatin, next line, pantoprazole, next line, B12, next line, B6. Next paragraph, family history, none, next line, review systems, all systems for review were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, no acute distress, no negative Levine sign. Next line, physical exam, O2 sat 98% at room air, blood pressure 129/73, pulse 82, respiration 18, temperature 97.8, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, chest, no part, correction, respiration, no paradoxical motion, no respiratory distress. No use of accessory muscles. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular, correction, irregular rate and rhythm. Next paragraph, no peripheral edema or calf tenderness. Next paragraph, abdomen, non-distended. No guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert oriented. x3, cranial nerve 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is chest pain. Number 2 is abnormal EKG. Number 3 is mitral valve stenosis. The next paragraph, today we did the following labs, CBC, CMP, lipid profile. I ordered a stat troponin. Next paragraph. Patient's heart score was reevaluated. As follows. Is moderate suspicion, score is 1. EKG reveals atrial rhythm. Rate is 79 beats per minute. Prominent R waves in V1 and V2. Moderate ST depression in moderate ST depression. Next line, posterior extension of prominent R wave in V1 and V2. And the EKG is suspicious. Is it obstruction somewhere? Next line. Patient is, she will have a score of 1 for EKG, which is non-specific. Age, she is 63 years old. And death score, she will be 1. Or risk factors, 1 for hypercholesterolemia, and no family history of cardiac disease. Troponin, we did not get the results of troponin. I will give that a 0 for now because of the acuity of her pain. She is having pain for 1 to 2 hours. Troponin would not be elevated within that time. However, because of these physical findings, abnormal EKG, patient and I had a lengthy discussion about being evaluated at a more comprehensive center. I offered to call ambulance for the patient, and she declined. Her husband is present there. He said he will take her to one of the emergency rooms in the neighborhood. Next line, patient was given an aspirin, 81 milligrams, chewable. Again, we discussed calling an ambulance for this patient. She and husband declined, and they said they will drive to the facility. They were given the opportunity to ask questions. They said they have none. End of dictation.